It felt more like an improvised rally than a protest. Row after row made the 3-mile trek to the sound of drums, music, and the usual chants. But of course, it wasn't a rally.
We're here with Carla Barbey. She's one of the organizers for the march, the Day Without Immigrants.
Our communities have been terrorized by ICE and the police, and families have been disrupted. So we saw the need in our community, you know, especially our community, and we decided to do something about it.
Among those marching, some say their own families have been disrupted by immigration policy.
My husband was deported. Oh, I have a family. It's gone. My little girl, I haven't seen her in a year and a half. She lives in Guatemala now. No kid should have to be forced to pick between a country and a parent.
Can you tell me what your name is?
Cindy Hicks.
Where are you from, Cindy?
Grand Rapids.
Why did you decide to come out here then?
Because no family should be like mine.
Sergio Sida is a prominent member of the Westside community in Grand Rapids. He live-streamed the entire event, almost 4 hours, not just because he was once undocumented.
It's a historical event for our community that needs to be documented, and it was very important for them and for us to interview people during the movement when it's happening, because it's important for us to take ownership of our own history and the way we cover it.
Around the country, dozens of cities held similar peaceful demonstrations, many of which had thousands of participants. Mariano Avila, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.